making it sound good this morning here on the airwaves of Rosie on the House. That's all right, Bree. Let that roll for a little while. That sounds too good to kill. Woo! We were talking about how this show, how we're going to start appealing to the younger kids. Somebody said play younger music. I don't like that younger music.
I guess we don't need that audience that bad.
How could you not like this, huh, Bob? Is this great music?
Awesome.
Or what? I mean, this is good music. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where this hour we're covering, in particular, indoor contaminants. And we're kind of focusing in on one in particular right now, radon gas. And we're talking about a system that my friend Bob Brown has actually put a patent on for eliminating it from your home. And, Bob, you're really just creating a vent system where you're sucking the air out from underneath the ground through a pipe, vented all the way through the house to the roof with a little fan motor on it. And you have some kind of detectors on there as to how much moisture is coming out, right?
Yeah, it's a smart system. We put a soil sensor down in the soil to see how much moisture is in the soil. And then that controls basically the intakes that the air comes in around the perimeter stem wall.
Okay. So you're bringing it in. You're measuring it as it goes out. Does the fan ever determine, okay, well, I've been on long enough, I'm going to shut off, or do y'all just let it run constantly?
I like to let the fan run constantly. That way it still gets the benefit of off-gassing any radon. But what we do, if we get too dry, we simply shut off the intakes on the perimeter.
Oh, okay.
And that now you're bringing in less dry air.
Okay, so you're continuing the ventilation system for the radon off-gassing, but you're moderating the moisture elimination.
Correct.
Okay, I got it. Very clever, very clever. Well, I promised Kelvin that I would go to him in East Valley.
Yeah, and before you do, we had a caller, Kathleen, and she just wanted to point out she her folks live in Colorado.
Okay.
And they have a three-story house, and the dad's office was in the basement. And he ended up having a stroke, and then they tested the basement, and it was full of radon. So, you know, Bob, it settles, right? It goes low?
Well, it's not that it settles. It comes in from the ground, so it's always going to be more concentrated at the lower levels before it makes its way up, typically.
So a basement is a particularly susceptible zone.
Right. I mean, when you test for radon, you always test in the lowest lived-in or livable areas.
Okay. Any particular soil types that somebody should be particularly aware of, or is it just pretty – it's everywhere?
It's where you have more granite, honestly.
Okay. All right.
But you can – the EPA makes it very clear. It is totally random. It could be anywhere.
Okay. Well, let's see. That starts at Watson Lake and comes down through Black Canyon City, all of Carefree, North Scottsdale, pretty much the northern half of Maricopa County. Covers a lot of Arizona, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, we've had results like down in Tucson, a long ways from granite, with 30 picocuries per liter in a house.
Yeah.
So,
and the test will tell you what to be looking for. It's a set limit, right?
Right.
I mean, it's everywhere. It occurs. You can't live and not be exposed to radon.
It's in the outside air to the tune of about 0.4 picocuries per liter, which is pretty low, but it still occurs in the outside air.
Okay. And we're Bob Brown, Arizona Foundation Solutions. We've given your name a couple times, but we haven't told people how to get a hold of you.
Well, yeah, sure. We operate statewide, but you can reach us at 602-702-5390.
That's for foundation repair, pretty much statewide. Y'all
been
down into the southeast corner, Bisbee, Wilcox, Benson. You've been all through there.
All that area, absolutely.
There's some rotten stuff down there.
Yeah, really deep seeded soils that have problems going down 100 feet.
Yeah, then y'all do a lot of work up in Yavapai and Coconino County.
Correct.
As well. Y'all are statewide, truly.
That's right. And up there, Yavapai, Coconino County is where you're going to get a lot more radon.
Okay. All right. So if you're fighting a foundation problem, puzzled about it, or if you run a radon test in your house and you find out you've got an excess of what the EPA recommends, Arizona Foundation Solutions at 602-702-5390, who have just happened to receive a patent on a system where they can eliminate the radon in your house. Let's go to Kelvin, who's really been patient, holding on, calling from the East Valley. Kelvin, thanks for your patience, my friend. Your question's important. Let's get it on the air.
All right. Good morning. Good to talk to you. Always enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I operate a company down here, and that's not the point of the call, but in a previous life, I used to be a home builder, particularly up in Canada. And radon's really been on the radar up there for about 20-some years now. And they instituted a standard, a building standard back, I think it was in the 80s, early 90s, called R2000. And while it was really good for energy efficiency, one of the things they found was how concentrated contaminants started collecting in residences and in buildings, because all the properties up there are what we call bagged. They're completely sealed vapor barrier.
Right.
So in response to that, it's now required up there that you put an HRV in every new home build.
Yes.
Which is an air-to-air heat exchanger. And I've never seen those down here. And I'm just wondering what Bob thinks about those and if he's ever incorporated those into some of his solutions. Because that was one of the things that really pushed the building code change to have those installed was the radon concentrations, because it is quite... It is everywhere, but it's especially bad in most parts in Canada.
Yeah, you're mentioning in particular HRV system, heat recovery ventilator, which is really just an air-to-air exchanger. So constantly when your heating or cooling is on, you're constantly bringing some amount of fresh air in. And it's ironic that within the last 10 years, they've started introducing fresh air intakes on the air conditioning systems that allow a little bleed off of inside air or a little intake from outside air. And when homeowners find out they have that on there, the first thing they do is they shut that thing down because they don't want to be bringing in hot air to the air conditioner. Whether it's fresh or not, they don't care. They think that's going to drive their air conditioning bill up. But heat exchangers.
Yeah, I mean, they work great. They basically dilute the radon gas that's in the house. So you don't eliminate it that way. You just dilute it, and it poses less of a probability of having radon. They tend to be more expensive, and it's more an AC kind of contractor that would install those. The EPA recommends, first and foremost, use the active soil depressurization method. That's the most effective, cost-effective way to do it first. And if you can't get enough that way, then maybe you start looking at some of these other areas.
Well, this has been a new line you have pioneered. And, you know, if someone has a foundation problem, if it's a settling problem, you could be dealing with drilling some pretty darn deep piers until you hit some amount of torque resistance or bedrock. You create basically a crutch that goes down to that point, and you bolt that to the foundation. You could be talking tens of thousands of dollars to save a structure or a home.
Yes, I mean, foundation repair underpinning can be expensive depending on how much you have to do. Certainly much more expensive than soil ventilation.
And that's what I wanted to get to. As if somebody's been fighting a foundation problem and now they discover some radon issue in their house and they, oh, man, you know, I've got another project that's going to cost me tens of thousands of dollars. It's not always the case. The couple of systems I've seen you install, I thought were very reasonable.
Yeah, you're going to be somewhere in the $3,000 to $5,000 range most of the time for one of these systems. And that's been one of the problems. People have this fear factor, you know, particularly in real estate transactions of, oh, let's not even deal with this. Let's not put the home up for sale. Let's not do anything. There's a lot of fear around this giant bill that they're expecting when a lot of times, maybe even 75, 80% of the time, it's actually a pretty minor thing.
Pretty minor thing to solve, but it's certainly worth running the test.
Right.
And if we don't have any other takeaway from today, we're trying to encourage everybody, get to the internet, get to the web, get to the big box stores. Most of these places, most hardware stores will sell a radon test kit. They're not expensive. They're fairly easy to conduct. And the price you pay off the shelf is under $20, and that includes the little test canister.
Right.
And it comes with a postage page envelope, the ones I've seen.
Right.
It ships to a laboratory. They do the test and ship the results back to you, and that's all included for under $20.
Right. It's pretty simple, pretty easy.
Yeah. You get a high reading in that simple system, then we're gonna start digging a little bit deeper.
Right.
Okay. All right, so that's Arizona Foundation Solutions, Bob Brown here. Let's take Joe, who's also been on hold a long time, see if we can take care of him. If y'all got a question on this topic or any topic on home improvement, give us a ring. The lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Joe into the conversation. Joe, good morning from Mesa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I had a question about my insulation. In my Arizona room, the people who had the house before us built an Arizona room and a bathroom on the back of the house.
Okay.
But they were winter visitors.
Okay.
So they didn't insulate it. And okay. we didn't know that when we bought the house. And I replaced the windows. I did the patio sliding door. But it hasn't really made a difference because all this heat comes in through the roof.
Right.
And I've had so many different people tell me what to do, and it's a different thing every time. They say to tear the drywall ceiling off and put insulation rolls in between the boards. They say, and then just put new drywall ceiling up. They say to drill a hole from outside and have it blown in. But then they say, oh, well, I'd have to look to see how much space is in there to see if that would do any good. And I just don't know what I should do.
Okay. Well, there's a couple different ways, Joe, to solve that problem. You're in Mesa. I'm going to tell you to call our insulation specialist, Banker Insulation, and let them come out and do a free insulation assessment of that particular room addition. And let's see what their recommendations are. I tell you this, I don't think you're going to need to tear all that sheetrock down. We can insulate that roof without removing all the sheetrock.
You're in Mesa, so let's give you the Chandler. I believe is going to be the closest location. 602-273-1261. You can find Banker at rosieonthehouse.com. They have locations from Kingman, Flagstaff, Lake Havasu, Cornville, White Mountains, Prescott, Flagstaff, Tucson. They're all over the state. Everywhere we broadcast.
And another one of the Rosie partners that covers the great state of Arizona, Banker Insulation. Okay, back to topic here. We're talking radon. It's odorless.
Correct.
It's tasteless. What else is it?
Well, it's chemically inert. It's a noble gas, so it doesn't have any electrical charge to it. You can't use any kind of electrical filters to filter out radon.
You had said earlier that there is 0.04 something in the air of radon.
Picocuries per liter.
Yeah, that thing. How many picoliters per thing would it take to kill me?
It's all
at what point are you
over time?
Yeah, it's all about probabilities. So you could die from lung cancer from the outside air, maybe one in a gazillion chance, but it's all about probabilities because what happens is the radon gas then it's radioactive, and when it undergoes a radioactive decay, it shoots off an alpha particle, which is two protons and two neutrons, and a little bit of gamma radiation. The alpha particles are they're like a bullet going off. And if that is inside your lungs when that bullet goes off, it's going to hit the nucleus, the nucleus of you in the DNA of your lungs, and voila, that starts lung cancer. So
voila, we're going to have to go some more voila after this short break. Voila.